Perek Kol Abasa, Daf Kuf Yom Ha'am Beis. The Mishnah begins, Kol Abasa Asa Levasha B'Cholav, Chot Mibasa Dogim V'Chagavim. So the first din over here of the Mishnah is that all Basa, what's Kol Abasa? So we know the Pasuk says, Lo Sevasha G'di B'Chalev Himayim, which we'll see later on in a later sugya. This pasuk is found three times in the Torah, and the Gemara dashes why it's written three times. The Gemara has all different drushes from the fact that it's written three times. Plus, the Gemara has drushes from each word of the pasuk, and one of the drushes that's brought down is that Gdi is not Dafke Gdi, but it's any Behema Torah. All Behema Torahs are included in Gdi. What about a Chaya and a Oif? So already we know that from later on that the chayvayif is also asa. However, this machlokes if it's midaraisa or midraban. So kol abas is coming to include over here that not only bas of beima but also chayvayif, and that's what Rashi says in the first Rashi. Dam rachman gedi hu adin the chayvayif miflig pligi balikaman iklam adam midaraisa iklam adam midrabana. Okay, and our sugya is going to go on to try to figure out what does the Tana of our Mishnah hold. Now, kol abasa asa levasha. What does levasha mean? So the Rajba learns that the Rajba says over here in the Rajba over here on the Mishnah, kol abasa asa levasha lishna dekra nokat. Why do we pick Levashel? Right, there are three surim. Is this a bishul? Is this achila? Is this ana? She says pick the lashon of pasuk. But really, when the Mishnah says Levashel, it means also Levashel v'also lechol ka'ama. There's is a bishul and also is achila, which means kol abasa, including chayvayif, is also Levashel. It's also to cook it, and it's also to eat it. And then he goes on, v'hadla and knock it off. Fine. So according to the Raj, what? What about Hano? He says, also levasha v'also lachol kama. That's what he says over here. Which, if you take a look at the Ran says, we're only talking about Bishul. What's the Nidin over here? And what's the Nidin over here? If we look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Machlokes Asuris, Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet, it says, the Rambam says, V'chein, Basa Chaya Ba'if, Bein B'chol of Chaya, Bein B'chol Behema, Einei Asa Ba'achila Min HaTaira, Basa Chaya Ba'if, whether it's with Chol of Chaya or Chol of Behema, is not Asa Ba'achila Min HaTaira. So he's paskening that's drabban. Lefichach muta levashloi umuta bahaniyah. Therefore, it's muta to cook it and muta bahana. Va'aser ba'achila medibri seifrim, but it's aser ba'achila medibri seifrim. And he goes on to give a reason. Kidei shela yivshetu ha'am v'yivol l'day isa basa b'chalv shol Torah, so that they won't come to A is the basa b'chal of the Torah, v'yoychlu b'sar Torah b'chal of Torah, shar ein mashma kasev al gdi b'chalev imay mamish, l'fich ha'asu kol basa b'chal. Okay, so the Rambam is telling us clearly halacha l'maisa that b'sar chay v'oif will be also, but only b'achila, not b'bishul b'arna. Why is there a difference? Because since it's drabanan, l'fich ha'it's only also b'achila. But according to the Rashba, that the Mishnah means is achila and is ana, is mashma from the Rashba that kol abasa asa levasha b'chalav means all basa, including basa oif and chaya, is asa levasha, which includes also achila. So it means that the Rashba learned that even if it's asa midrabanan, it's also asa in achila and bishul, as opposed to the Rambam. It's only also, and like the Ran, it's only also the Ran says only Bishul, you have to see the Ran, but it's both the Ran. Now, the Ran says only Bachila, not by Bishul. Now, Lemaisa, I mentioned this because we'll see in Shulchan Aruch that the Mechaber Takapasim is like the Rambam, that what's Asad Rabbanan is only Asad Bachila, not the Bishul and not Bahana. And there'll be nafkaminas. Now, I mean, if let's say I have a piece of basavachal drabanan, can I give it to the cleaning lady? Am I allowed to give it to the cleaning lady? I'm being nehenna by giving it to her or not? Now, and there are other nafkaminas which we'll discuss then. Now, but what shver with the Rambam is lashon the mission. The mission's lashon is it's kolabas asa levashal. And so, if kolabas is a clean chayvayif, mission says bishul. So good. The Rashi said lishna dekra, but what then achila? But you're taking. So the Magen Mishnah says over here. Magen Mishnah says the Mishnah tchilas aper kolabasa. Vigmar command lekar kiva fine. Umifareish Rabbeinu the high levashal lechalhu that levashal is a lashon achila. The lishna dekra nokat. And it picked the lashon in the pasuk, but really it means achila. The ibe bishul b'lo achila, because if it's by bishul without achila, and nesuchai by fulfilling the dvarei, which le also isemel b'achila b'vad, the achila is basa behema amotzui. Aber bishul b'ano le nesu v'le yipu koicham ibasa behema teiru imchal v'tmei shemutar b'bishul b'ano. Keniska l'mayla. Which we'll have to see when we learn that sugya. We'll have to see how the Rambam flows it. There's a v'chein over here. Which, the halacha starts with v'chein coming off the previous halacha. I have to get back there. It says even like matrib. Fine. Akopanim, but from the Rambam, the Rambam learns that the Mishnah levasha means lechem. Okay. I guess I will see the paiskim on the page also bring that Yam Shushlema, the Bach. Wants to learn the Rambam also that maybe the Rambam means that's also in Bishul, not only Achila. We'll see them first and more insight when we get to that. Now, fine. That's one R. Then the Mishnah goes on to a second din. The second din over here is V'asa lahalo isim agvina ala shulchan chutim v'asa dogim v'chagov. It's a din that is an issa to bring onto the table basa with gvina on the table, on the same table. Talking about over here, when you're eating, right, the mefarshim machali between the table that you're serving, let's say the counter where you're just preparing the food, to the table where you're sitting and eating. I'm involved in eating, so there's a chashash. There is a diak over here, agav, a diak in the Mishnah, which the chashash makes. The chashash says, the Mishnah starts off, kolabas aslavasha b'cholav. Now it switches to Gvina. Why did it switch to Gvina? Continue with Chalav. So the Rishash has one or two tzvots into this. One side the Rishash has is that maybe in the Din Halah there's a chiluk between Chalav and Gvina. The whole Din Halah is only by Gvina, not by Chalav. But we'll have to see in halacha if there's any remez to such a chilek or not. But that's a ha'ara that the Rishash makes. Akabarim, the Gemara goes on now, trying to figure out what is the town of our Mishnah. So Gemara starts off ha'oif asim edaraisa. Ay oif asim edaraisa. Meaning simple way of learning the Mishnah kol abasa. Means one general cloud at all basa, including oif, and just like basa beim is the raisa, so basa oif should also be the raisa. Kemad like Rav Kiva, the Rav Kiva, Ha'amar chayva yivenim in ha'tayra. Same as Seifa, Nedim and Rabasa. Then, so one third is Rebbe. Then Echrami. Our Mishnah is the split. And our Mishnah really holds the Basaif is Drabana. Not like Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah holds the Basaif is Deraisa, not like Rabbi Kiva. That's the first time. Omer Rav Yosef. Wait, did I mix that up? The first teretz is Om Rav Yosef Rebbe Hi. Right, Rav Yosef answered that. Right, Rav Yosef answered that our Mishnah is really not Rabbi Kiva, and therefore our Mishnah holds the Basaif is Doi Raisa. Rav Ashi came along and said Kula Rav Kiva Hi. Vachikam Kalabasas Lavashal Bechala Mehen Midibetay Mehen Midibetayfrim Chazim Basad Dogim Chagav. Which, so we have here Machlekes, Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi, what the Tana of our Mishnah holds. Agav again, another Nekuda Agav. When you read the Mishnah says, Kolbasa Asa Levashal B'Cholov. So, however you touch Levashal, you touch it to cook, or to eat, or to both. Chutz mi basa dog of a chagav, which what? Is Mutta Levashal with, or eat with, Chala. So we'll have to see when we get to it. We did get to it, right? We saw the Taz about dogim with chala. So one of the rayas they brought over there is from this Mishnah, Smashman and Zmutter. How they deal with it. Okay. So now the Gemara goes weiter. Om Rav Yosef. Shma mina. They have the matcha that erechaim midin. It's muta. It's a new reason. Sakanta not.
And also say the difference
between when
it's raw cooked.
The bechai or this the raw and cooked. What's raw?
I mean, if the fish, if the cooked fish.
No,
if the milk is.
They want to make if it's gavino or cholov. Right, or if it's a soft cheese, a hard cheese,
or it's a dish.
Okay, I'm Rav Yosef. Shema mina basa basa if bechalav deraisa. Says Rav Yosef, I'm going to bring you a raya now. I'm going to bring you a raya that our Mishnah holds as deraisa. The isag that took the rabbanon achila gufa gzera. The whole is achila is the rabbanon. Avana nigzag. We can be guys halah to achila. The whole is achila. What's wrong with doing that? Uminah tame the like azrina gizera legzera. How do I know that I did not guys gizera legzera? The snat brings down a mishnah chalas chutz laretz and chalas chutz laretz necheles imazor al shulchan. And all that. So what's going on over here? So Taisvis not Tamra. Taisvis says, "Bekama mekayim is oma he guf gzerva na nik gzer gzera." You know, we're holding already a chulin. We've gone through many masechtes. We know by now that gzeres you don't make. We know from Shabbos. We know from Beitza. And in Masechet Beitza, Rashi quotes a pasuk over there. Pasuk it and says, "Mishmatim is mishmeres. You make a mishmeres, but not a mishmeres, not a mishmeres." So Rashi even passively learns over there that in the rice that we don't make gzeres. But Akoponim says, this is, we know Gzerli. What's the Gemara saying? We're not tame right there. We don't make Gzerli Gzeris. Says, Daisbis, V'hocha be'inon la'su yirayel in Gzer the halah to achila. No, the Shakataya of our Gemara is a local Shakataya. Or rather, we know, you want the suya of Gzerli Gzeris? That's in other places. But the Gemara said, Rav Yosef said, "The isak daitach drabanan achila guv gzer, v'na nigza halot to achila. We can be guys halot to achila. we're speaking about this gezer itself of halah to achila. Halah to achila we don't make by drabanans. So when the Gemara says umenah tamer the legazrin gezer legzer, is not come to bring you a makar to gezer legzer that we don't make in other places. No, umenah tamer the legazrin gezer legzer mean that we don't make a gezer of halah to achila. That's what the chalas chutzar is talking about over here. Right, in Chutzlaretz, we chala the din chala is drabanan. The chala is the mazar ala shulchan. So you're doing halah. You're sitting at a table. You're eating. You're a kain. You're eating chala. Your friends Yisrael, and you want to bring to the table chala is Chutzlaretz. So you see from here that when it comes to a drabanan, we don't make zeres halah to achila. That's why I picked this mishnah as the makar, right? To not making zer like zer. There are many. Right, Rashi has a pasuk, like I said. Bring the pasuk. Bring something. Rambam has a different malach over there, and why we don't make zer l'gzeres. What are you bringing this mishnah chalaf? The teretz is because it's the shaktai of the, and it's much like that. In Rashi also. Rashi also alludes to this. Rashi says. Shmamina midasa oif bahalom shungzeres achila shmamina is achila didei midaraisa. Then he says also on Amid Beis, I think he says nechelus lekoyne mazar v'loike azrina dimel shakel zor minei va'achol tachil gufe lo mitzur ba'el shungzeres achila. So it starts. Oh, the next Rashi. Chokan Shigirza, he ends off. He says, "V'loshem alma b'drabanan like azrina halah to achila. Alma b'drabanan we're not going to gzera halah to achila." So it sounds like also the shag of tayo over here is, do we make a gzera of halah to achila by drabanan or not? So comes along Abaya, and Abaya says, "You have no raya." I'm like Abaya, bishlema. Yashmin chalas chutzaretz be'eretz de'ikol emigzim shum chalas ha'aretz do'iraisa. Then you would have a good raya. If we were talking about chalas chutzaretz in Eretz Yisrael, where it's shaykh to come to a'i achilo do'iraisa, then you have a good raya. If you're like Azrinon and still we're not goyze ikol mashmin, no. El chutz laaretz, what we're talking about, chalz chutz laaretz, in chutz laaretz. It's pashim, shun the like lemigzahu. Aval hacha, but by us, ishar is lela suki oifu gvina. If we can start to allow him to bring oifu gvina, as la suki basu gvina. O mecha basu v'chalev, deraisa. So in the long term, you'll reach a deraisa. Now, just this step alone, what's going on over here? What's Abaya saying? What's happening? So, the Abaya says this is Gzera L'Gzera. And the Gemara is Mamshach. The Gemara says, Amrav Sheish is Soif Soif Tzainim Tzaininu. Oh my boy, once a gzer shem yal beilfis. So if it's klisheniu, the klishenian and vashel, el gzer shem yal beilfis rishon. So if we take a look at Rashi, Rashi says as follows. Rashi dibe maschol. It says avahacha. Afal gav delo iboilan migzahalose otachila. Even though you're right, we don't want to make gzera of halah to achila. Ikal migza halah to halah as ve'achilas basabema. Ooh, but you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna make gzera of halah to halah ve'achilas basabema. The chimasig lahu, haino achila does the mechlinu ba'adadi. You can come to eat them together. 1 second. Well, what's Rashi doing over here?
Same gzera.
I mean, he changed, right? So we're not going. The lo yibaylan migza halo ato achila. But what are we going to be, Geiza? Halo ato, halo ve'achila. Why is that better? Why is that any better? Is that what you're asking?
It's one process. It's not.
Halah, and then I'll eat it.
Yeah, it's kind of, they're saying the same thing.
How's it the same thing?
When you do Halah, it's the same there, Halah and eating.
Same, what do you mean by that?
So it's.
No, I mean, what do you mean over here? Or how's it the same thing?
Saying that.
You might bring basa behema, and then you might eat it together with the basa behema. So then I just said the same atu atu.
No, if you put on the table basa
raif,
milk, right?
Yeah, to ask that because atu.
At the same time,
The same time what?
You can have also basa behema.
Oh, whenever I eat chicken, I eat meat.
That's what he means.
You might. So I think what he means is, and maybe this is what you mean, that what Rashi is saying is that we're talking about a guy who's sitting at a table eating, right? Like the Paiskim say, we're talking about b'shas achila. You're involved in your eating. You eat what's on the table. Once you get into your eating, you sort of like lose a little control, and you just eat from what you munch whatever's on the table. So, what was means chadash over here is that it's not some gzera of halah atu achila. Halah means achila. What you bring to the table, you taste, you eat. So memela zok davaya. There's no gzera over here. What you worry about halah atu achila, which is in essence a type of gzera l'gzera. Chas v'shalim, says Rashi. We never make gzera l'gzeras, not even in basav chalav. And I'm not worried about gzera l'gzera, but I know the metzias. Halah is, in essence, it is achila. When you bring to the table, you eat. So halah's basav oiv will bring you to bring basav behema. And when you have basav behema, it goes together. What you bring, you eat. It's ato halav achila. That's what Rashi is saying. Okay, so now the kasher of Rav Sheisha says one thing, safe, tiny but tiny. So we entered the office. You brought him a shnayis? Oh, you going for him? Okay. So what does it mean? What does this mean? The office, Shem Yala, the office Rishon. And then what? And then what's going to happen? That is true. But then what? What's happening? Well, what are the steps over here? I'm bringing the pot from the stove to the table, and then what? I'm cooking, I'm eating. Is the gzeira because of cooking or eating? Cooking.
Blias.
Well, how is that happening? What's happening?
You found like basically any pot just to carry from the buffet and carry the stuff to the table.
Yeah.
And they both are boiling hot.
And then what?
And they're inside again, they might touch each other, and then you...
What's going to touch? The pots?
No, the food itself.
The food, how's the food? I have a pot of meat, and I have a gavina. And how's it getting from one to the other?
No, they're both in the same pot. You're just carrying it as a serving plate to bring it from...
That what?
To the table.
What?
Table.
What happened?
Oven to the table, sir. The stuff which comes straight out of the oven. You just want it, you want to carry it.
How did the gavina get to the bus, I don't understand. What?
Yeah, he has this tray, not a pot, a tray. That's the other tray.
I cooked in the kitchen myself, you know? I don't know.
Oh, you have a cake on the table.
Right.
And bring the cheese, the same table.
Okay, now how do you get together?
You bring it like a... Seems like you have like a
hook. And then what? Well, I don't have... You're not explaining me how one got to the other. What happened? I'm going to go take vino, sprinkle it on my chalent?
No,
that's the chash.
Next to each other. They're moving.
Next to each other. One's in a big pot, one's sitting on a plate.
No, they're in the same tray. It's not in the pot.
Whoa.
Calling the other pots together.
What do you mean? I'm warming them up together and then they're just like seeping out and dripping with each other?
No, I think...
So forget about the table. Then that's in the kitchen.
I have chol. I take out a fire.
Yeah.
Or not chol. It's a piece of meat I put on a tray. Then I open the refrigerator and put a piece of...
Take it out of the refrigerator and put a piece of cheese in. When did that ever happen in your life? And anyone that you know?
Just to bring it to the table.
I'm lost. Wait, how's the cheese get into your meat?
It didn't get in.
It dripped?
When you carry it.
Wait, in the fridge?
No, on the tray. It might touch each other.
It has nothing to do with the table. It has to do with the tray. What tray?
No, because then you put it separately on the table. It didn't get off.
They're both hot or one's hot?
At least one is hot.
From the pot.
What?
Yeah. Can't drip on the way.
So you're saying at the table, I'm taking the cheese and dripped over it. Okay, I hear that's a einfall. That's a nice
idea. Take it out.
No, it's dripping into the ilfus, which is a klirishin. Shavir mev said. Okay, so Rashi says over here, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Yizeh Hashem yala basa behema ima gvina b'toich ilfus reser. The avalei bishul. So Rashi is telling us it's a chashash of bishul, not a chila, bishul, right? Very clear, the havle bishul. Okay, so the Ritva says as follows. The Ritva says like this. This is Omer Rav Yosef. Goes through that. Saif. No, am I reading? Yeah, Saif. Tzainin hu. I feel like he ochilahu ba'adidadi b'lay bishol, and even if I'm going to eat them together without bishol, like isur deraisa, there's no isur deraisa. I'm le abayi gzeir shem yal b'ilfus riseach, the yavai chaveroi, was there another guy's involved there? The yavai chaveroi, the yitbal shem shaloi, the yike bishol v'asim anatar. Meaning, you know this is meat, this is cheese. You're going to be careful that you don't carry your cheese that's dripping over your chalon. But your friend who's sitting at the table eating milk, he doesn't know what's going on in the pot. So he sees, let me dip it in. It's a nice dip. It's a sauce, a dip. So my friend's going to dip it in. As soon as he dips it in, you know what the problem here is? He did bishul. That's awesome. But he might not even need it. He'll pull it out of the pot and say, whoa, that was meat. We're eating milchi here. Right? Everyone's eating milchi. And the guy brings his pot of meat to the table. So the friend assumes, oh, this is geschmack. Let's dip the cheese in. And then he pulls it out. He might not even eat it. But he was already Ivan Bishel. And that's what Rashi means also. That somehow you'll dip it in and you're not realizing, or someone won't realize, if the ilfus is brought to the table.
That's a Nagi Bali?
I have no idea with Nagi Bali. My Rashi just says
Rashi
here.
Mishnah.
I didn't get the Rashi and Mishnah yet. We'll see the Rashi and Mishnah soon. I skipped it then. You're right. We'll see exactly what Rashi and Mishnah says. I don't know why you can tell me Nagi Bali Dadi. Rashi starts off the Michlinu, right? Start up with me from the first word of Rashi. Rashi says Bishul, and I explained to you what Bishul is. I told you clearly there's no eating. Right, so what's Rashi talking about? The Michlinu.
Michlinu was after it was...
One second. Rashi in the Mishnah says, the whole Dilmas in the Michlinu ke'adadi.
The Konagavali.
Beseda, but the Gzair is made because you might come to eat it. I just explained to you Rashi, and Rashi says, Havle Bishul, there's a problem of Bishul with no achil at all. The guy will never eat it. He's never going to eat Basa B'chala. But he was Ivan Bishul beforehand, right? I just wrote you a Ritva. There's no achila here. Say it's me from the word of Mechlino before you get to the Hadadi Naguba Hadadi. Right?
It's both.
I just read you Rashi, it says Havle Bishul. I read you very smoothly, Pshat and Rashi.
Here it's Bishul.
Ritva.
Rashi's also addressed.
Oh, it's two different people. Rashi lived twice?
No, Rashi's saying Mishnah is focusing on the Achila.
What are you focusing on Achila? There's no Achila. The whole Gzera is because of Bishul we just explained. There's no achila. You couldn't explain where you can get the achila from.
So look at the Ram Shif.
He says as follows. He's bothered with this question. And he says, this is how Rashi, you can see how Rashi lit up the Gemara. The first Ram Shif in the Perek. And they can come to eat Bali Ma'adadi. Al Yidei Da'asi L'Mechlinu Ba'adadi, through that which he's going to want to eat them together, Yanichim Yad Yachad B'Kli Echad. Ulufamim Be'ilfis Reseach. Can the master do some shumavashal? Avim einoy oichol. Rashi, you read Rashi wrong. Rashi just saying, dimasim lechlino. Maybe he'll have that rot sign to eat them together. Like we said, the chaverei. The chaverei. He'll chapacheshing. You know what I mean in milchig? He bringing a hot thing, let me dip it in. And then, by doing that, he'll be oivam bishol, even though he's not going to eat it at the end. A new way to tie Rashi.
Yeah, it hasn't
dipped
in the words.
Why? Because I'm gonna stick it in to dip it in. The konagi bali. That is exactly what basav chalav is. We learned afkuf ches. Basav chalav is the nagi bali. The geshmaka, the blias.
Then so my family says it's from the kishenig.
What?
There's no
bliss.
There's no bliss. There's no bliss.
Midaraisa, there's no bliss. In Hilchah Shabbos, we find exceptions. Kali Abishal. Chaznish, when we learn Peitzayim, we'll see. The Chaznish says, for the fact that Paiskim don't bring down Yerdea, Kali Abishal doesn't exist in Yerdea. It's only Hilchah Shabbos for whatever reason. So, Klisheni ain't in Vashal here. Rabbanon, you're right, there'll be Isser. But the rice is no Isser. Now, if you take a look at the Maram, tell me what the Maram means. The Maram maybe is saying something different a little, but the Maram says, tell me when you have to go. The Maram over here, where am I? The Ram is bothered with the question. What's Rashi saying? So he says, Kufimul, let's take the mask off. Where am I? On the Mishnah, where is he? On the bottom line. Near the cost of Kemishun, that filo asi mechlinu ba'adodi like Yisra Daraisa. El kisha ochlon reseach the bali madadi the rabishal asutim every gzeil kach kasev basla halois mishun dumasin mechlinu ba oifin the kabali madadi going shialois reseach kedam lekama mishmaitiv achish bali madadi afilu kisha oich lechmen. He is saying that. I don't know why he has to say it.
The way he's saying it.
I don't know why he has to say it. Okay. I think the Rav Shif fits gladly what we said. Now, if we take a look at the Rambam over here in Perek Tes, Halacha Chaf, the Rambam says as follows. Also, l'halei sa'oif im ha'gvina ala shulchan shu'oich halalot. Okay, so he's talking about oif with gvina on shulchan. Gezeira mishum hergo avera. Okay, what avera? Shema yoichal zem ze. Maybe you'll eat the gvina with the b'saif. Av b'shaif b'chol avasim d'ver seifrim. Still, it's a gezeira. Rambam's fifing you on. He's telling you, I don't care. Gezeira l'gezeira. Yeah, it's a gezeira l'gezeira. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. Says the Lecha Mishnah. What's going on here? What's this machlekes Rashi and Rambam over here? Where in the sugya did they like go off? Huh? Gezeirah shem achila, just achila ze im ze, no bishul. I mean, take the bsar with the thing tzoynim b'tzoynim. The maskanas haGemara is not like this even. It hasn't fit with the maskanas haGemara. So Rashi learned that Lekuli Alma, we do not want to make Zerah L'Gzeres. Rambam learned that that's goof of the machlekes Abaye and Rav Yosef. Do we make gezer l'gzero or not? By Bas v'chalav. By Bas v'chalav, do we make gezer l'gzero or not? Says the Lach Mishnah, he is on the Rambam Ksas Kasha, the Perikol Abasa Amro, Avahachi, Sharz Lel, Asuki Oivu Gvino, Asuki Basa Gvino, Mecha Basa Bechalov, the Oiraisa, Upirish Rashi, Avalhacha, Avagav, the Lay Bailan, Migza Alos, Otto Achilos, Eagle, Migza Alos, Otto Alos, Vachilo, the Eight Basa Bechim, Mashma, the Ainlig Zahalo, the Oif, Otto Achilos, El Otto Halo, Vachilo, the Behema. Then he says, the kach nira, to Rabbeinu einay mefarish kapirish Rashi zah. Ela tirit a talmud hu. This way the Rabbeinu, this way the Rambam learned the Gemara. Dulei domi lechala. What? Why is not domi lechala? Not like Rashi that learned dulei domi lechala, because by us it's not exer lexera, and over there it's exer lexera. But what? The hasan like asvina chutz laaret atu be'aretz. The Gemara is trying to bring out a point that you talk about Chutzaretz, Otu, Eretz Yisrael, they're Shnei Mekaymais. Abchan Mokim Gazrinon. But if everything's local, then we do make Gezeres Otu. Taino Oifu Gvino Otu Halod the Basa Beima. Vudin Avmatzi Tamudon Meima Halod the Oif Otu Achilasei. Vachilasei Otu Achilas Beima. Adchan Minar Noket. Alachi Noker Abenu. Gezer the Shemiyachazem Zeloi Dienu. The lav davka noke tamuda halo to halo, the huadin halo to achilu daif, vaifa to behema ukechsib. So he learned that the teretz of chalas chutzar is not the way Rashi learned it. He learned it differently, and therefore he followed through the shaktai differently, and he learned that la halacha, we would make this gezerah to gezerah. And what's going to be interesting is that we're going to take out a shulchan aruch, and we're going to open up to the taz. And the Taz is going to say, the reason for the Shulchan Aruch over there is because of a Gzera L'Gzera. It's the same first from Gzera L'Gzera. And everyone's going to, the Yad Avram, the Prim God, everyone's going to say, Gzera L'Gzera? It's against the Sugya. And everyone's going to have to start to figure out, is he going with the Rambam? Is he not going with the Rambam? V'chula. So that's where the Rambam's going to play a role in. And we'll see if there's nafkaminas between Rashi and the Rambam when we get to the sugya over there. Fine. I think we covered this piece of Gemara and we're ready to move on, are we?
There's animals
who
say that it's cancer. The rabbi says, is anyone saying
right.
They're the same thing as Avodah Zarah and Pasach?
Right.